Yeah, grab an agenda and all those lovely reports.
Glad to see everybody here. Welcome. Welcome to a couple of faces I haven't seen before. So glad to see everyone here. Let's go ahead and start with a roll call, please.
Commissioner Snappa.
Here.
Commissioner Geary.
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Christopher.
Here.
And Supervisor Couch.
Excused. I talked to him today. Next. Let's see. The minutes from last month, from July 21st. I need a motion to accept, or if there's any issues on.
I make a motion to accept.
I second.
Okay, no discussion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you. Consent agenda. These items are before the Animal Services Commission. Commissioners may act on one motion if no member of the commission or audience wishes to comment or ask questions. There was a lot of correspondence in the last few months. A lot of this is older correspondence. The director, he said that most everything has been addressed, but does anybody want to pull anything from consent on this list? Okay. Then we'll go ahead and keep going. Public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record when making your presentation, limited to 2 minutes. Also, I forgot to mention, please turn your cell phones or electronic devices to silent. So we'll start with table two. Anyone wish to make a statement? How about table three then? Danny, anything? Okay. We'll just keep going. Table four. Anything back there? Okay. And table five.
No.
The back row. Okay.
That's you.
No. Okay. Nothing. Okay. We'll bring it back to the head table then. Staff announcements or reports. Director's monthly report, please. Mr. Cullen.
Mr. Blackburn. Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Nick Cullen, Director of Kern County Animal Services. Just wanted to touch on a few things. If it pleases the commission, I can incorporate sort of an update on the subcommittee ordinance review that we discussed last month and just kind of combine it into the director's report.
Okay, we're going to talk about it again on a little business, but if you'd like to make a few comments on it, I think that'd be fine. It's okay with me anyway. Okay.
So it's pretty straightforward. First and foremost, there is a fire burning in Kern County. Nobody's aware. It's in the Lake Isabella area. There is a recommended evacuation that's occurring at the moment. I think there's only one of us that's lives remotely close to that area.
Where is it?
It's in the Lake Isabella area.
Oh.
Where?
From what I understand, it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from the nearest residence.
Yeah, I heard a little less Greenville.
But the evacuation center is the senior center in Lake Isabella. Their DHS, Department of Public Services, is looking for an alternate site right now. So hopefully it won't get out of control, but our officers are on standby. So. Again, just wanted to touch on a few things. In the month of July, our foster program saw 37 dogs, 17 puppies. We define puppies as under 5 months of age. One cat, 58 kittens. Entered the foster care program. That was just in the month of July. 121 animals total. 248 cats were spayed and neutered and released in July. Total of 13,555 since we started the program. Adoptions, 236 total adoptions occurred in the month of July, 111 dogs, 19 pups, 7 cats, and 99 kittens. We did have some promotions in there. Every Friday in the month of July, we had some reduced price adoptions, and it was pretty successful. We saw about twice the normal amount of normal volume of adoptions we would typically see on a Friday. We have continued to do vaccination clinics. The vaccine clinics are a little bit different now. They're basically by appointment only. They're a drive-up, sort of like a drive-through clinic type deal. And we use an application called Wait While, where people sign in, and then we send staff out to their vehicle to give them their vaccines. So 104 rabies vaccinations were administered, 81 parvo distemper, 91 licenses, and 28 feline vaccinations were administered in the month of July. All these numbers, by the way, are incredibly short of what they are in a normal year still. Year to date so far this year, a total of 766 adult dogs, 115 puppies under 5 months of age, 94 cats, and 317 kittens have been adopted so far year to date. I thought I had the total on there, but you could just take out a calculator if you like. Rescue pets, year-to-date, 370 dogs, 279 pups, 44 cats, 132 kittens total. Again, that's probably about maybe two-thirds of what we would usually see in a year up until this point. Our field services have returned 30 dogs back to their owners so that they never came to the shelter in the month of July. 50 dogs were captured and then secured back on property by officers in the month of July. 845 total calls were responded to in the month of July. The most common area was northeast, as is usually the case. That is wraps up the director's report. Before I move on, just to give an update on the subcommittee and the ordinances. Any questions on the director's report?
Does anybody else have any questions on the report? Do you think that you want to integrate this report with your regular report? You want to highlight any of this before we move on?
I don't have anything particular, unless there's something you want to discuss.
No. It's a little bit different format. If you haven't seen this report, it's a new format that they've come up with. So I think it's a little more concise, maybe easier to read than the others, but I have no questions on it.
Okay, so moving along, last month was the first month that we revisited or returned to Animal Services Committee meetings or Commission meetings. So I did touch on the subcommittee that was developed in 2019. And it really hasn't been much updates prior to last month. Council and I had our first communication about the ordinances and the changes that the subcommittee recommended on July 9th. And right now it's a back and forth between Council and I. On some of the wording and the language that's used and whether or not some of the things that we wanted to do can be done and within the confines of the law that exists. But I did want to mention, because it's never been addressed, it's not specific, but I want to go over some of the things that came out of the subcommittee, some of the recommendations that came out. You know, this was, like I said, over a year and a half ago, and this is mostly an encapsulation, it's not specific, but the committee was wanting to remove any reference to breeding in the commercial animal facility permit, and I'll get to why that is here in a second. They were wanting to redefine the term dog in the ordinances. They were wanting to define the term trolley system and pulley system. They were wanting to define the term dog training. They were wanting to define animal breeder. They were wanting a breeder's permit that made you have to have a permit to have more than one dog or cat litter per year. That's why we removed it from the commercial animal facility. They wanted a separate permit for breeding alone. They wanted to make sure that the requirement to have the commercial animal facility permit, that the number is posted in the advertisement, which is already an existing requirement, they wanted to make sure that covered anything online. So that it wasn't phrased online, it was phrased basically in any advertisement. They also wanted to make it so that there was some clearer definition This was sort of our animal control field. We have had citations that have gone to court and were kicked out because we were citing an animal owner for animal care requirements because they didn't have water available at the time, and then the animal owner's excuse at the time was, well, he had it 5 minutes ago, but he took the water bucket over. And the judge said, because there's no ordinance or law that says the water has to be there at all times, that he gave the citation out. So we wanted to build in there something that says that potable water has to be available at all times. We talked about there are some requirements of just sort of additional conditions of care when an animal is left outdoors, especially in the extreme temperatures, cold or hot. We wanted to change some of those cutoff temperatures where additional measures need to be taken just because of the community, the climate that we live in. They were wanting to make it so that, and this is, again, something that we push for, wanted to make it so that people that own roosters need to provide water, shelter, sufficient room for the birds, and clean premises, just simply because there's nothing in the ordinances currently that requires that. We were wanting to bring county code in line with state law, which would be mostly just a gesture, because right now there's a county code that says that somebody can tie their animal out for 12 hours, and then there's a state law that says it can't be any more than three, so we just want to make it so that's the same. They were wanting to make it so that any unlicensed animal that came into the shelter could potentially be spayed or neutered prior to release. They're wanting to make it mandatory for an unlicensed animal, to be fixed after its second impoundment. They're wanting to make it so that the terms of an unaltered dog license stated that you can't whelp more than one litter per year. So that was more or less basically the things that we had discussed and that were included into the ordinance revisions. I'm not saying whether all of that can or will not be included. That's just what the subcommittee recommended. That's what they wanted to be done. And now it's kind of my job to work with council to figure out how to create ordinances, word them in such a way that there's not conflict state law, and so that it's not unconstitutional and we're not violating somebody's private property rights. So and council and I will continue to work on that. I'm very hopeful that I'll have something substantial by next month. So I'm hopeful for that. And that concludes anything I had to touch on about the ordinances. I can answer any questions.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
2019 was so long ago.
Longer than it seems.
And some of those things you read, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So would it be possible to have the committee reconvene with you, and I don't know about county council, but to go over it once again? Would it be possible?
I don't know. Are we talking about a different subcommittee?
No, the same one. But it's just it's been so long, I would like to...
I mean, if you want, I can literally send all of the subcommittee members the ordinances that were recommended.
Okay.
Word for word what came out of that meeting. Just give you a reminder.
Do you think the subcommittee could help in any way on the conflicts that are coming up right now?
My personal opinion, maybe council wants to jump in here, but my personal opinion is there's really no room for interpretation here. Right now it's council telling me you cannot do that because of A, B, and C, or you can do that, but it needs to be worded this way.
Okay.
So there's really no room for... There's no wiggle room on whether it can... Well, I think that it should be legal. It either it is or it isn't.
Right.
So it's my job, like I said, to take what this list is of what came out of that subcommittee, work with council to get something that resembles that, knowing what the intent was behind them, and present that to you guys and then place it up for discussion. And, you know, I'm sure after it gets brought to the commission, there'll be some lively discussion about it. Even after that, that might require some changes. Perhaps maybe the commission might decide to adopt some of them and not others, and maybe even convene an additional subcommittee to have conversations about how to tweak those. I don't know what could happen. All I know is that it's my job to take what the subcommittee, I see it as my job, to take what the subcommittee wanted, put it in a language that council allows me to, and hand it to you guys to make a decision about whether we make a recommendation to the board.
Okay. If I could get a copy.
Yes.
I have no problem if you want to give them the copy with my notes on it.
Okay.
For both of those. I would just like to add about 85% of the changes that you're seeking to make conflict with state law. That's really the majority of the problems, both in definitions and statutory requirements. The state will not says you have, your dog can be picked up 3 times before it's a mandatory spay. You can't change that.
Okay.
It's that kind of thing. The rest of it is just wording of the definitions, and that can be fixed, but carefully.
And unfortunately, I think council and I have already uncovered some things that already existed in the ordinances prior that need to be changed because they're probably unconstitutional in the current form.
No, I mean, if is council is through with the, like, your notes and everything, and so is what's going to happen right now is you and Nick are going to go through and then reword the things that do work and kind of like 86 the stuff that doesn't?
Well, I think, if I understand Nick correctly, we're going to go through and reword what we can,
right?
But leave the stuff we can't fix in there right now with the comments so that everybody can look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to give an example, like, we have a lot of, obviously the motivation for having a subcommittee in the first place was to put some limitations on breeding. That was the whole reason why we actually, technically, I think it was mandatory spay neuter is what brought that about. But I can tell you that sitting in the subcommittee meetings, the consensus, the battle point was breeding. And I think that I can work with council to still create some things that on the other side of it will have the same exact intent. And it may not be worded the same way. It may not be titled the same way. Like, just to throw out an example, like, Jerry, council pointed out that, you know, the state of California already defines breeding. They define dog breeder and they define breeder very clearly. I think it says a breeder is a person who produces or a person who sells or gives away 3 litters in a 12-month time span or 20 dogs total in a year. So when I have a state definition, I can't create my own definition here locally that's different than the state's. But what I'm working on is well, there's a definition for breeder, but is there a definition for some other word that maybe doesn't use breeder, you know, maybe parturition or rearing or some other term that we can throw in there? That
the problem with that is a breeder is a person or entity who sells, gives away, trades, or otherwise disperses animals, okay? So however you're going to define it, if that person does any of those things, then under the Sale of Dog and Cats Act, he's a breeder. He or she is a breeder, period.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, counsel. I you have some emails that are in your inbox that
yeah,
you
I know.
Might be able to make some headway on this.
Did you say that somebody was asking someone to define the word dog? Was that?
Yes.
Why would anybody need that definition?
It was just one of those things, to be honest with you. I think it was because we went through the existing ordinances from front to back, and the definitions are in the front, and dog is up at the top because it's in alphabetical order. And there were some things in there that folks didn't agree with. So there was a recommendation to change it. That's all. Wow.
They were literally distinguishing between dogs, wolves, coyotes, etc. Because they're all lupus.
Okay. Any questions from the commissioners on the report or this last part?
And I will send the copy with the recommended changes are in red. I'll send it to everybody that's sitting on the subcommittee. Okay. Just as a reminder. With Jerry's comments. And by the way, there's some of my comments on there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good to see.
Yes.
I think you should just see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen your comments, so.
I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? I did want to back up to this report, and I was glad to see zeros where it said owner requested euthanasia. I was glad to see zeros across there. I'm not sure if I've even seen that call.
I hate to burst your bubble, Commissioner Blackburn, but we are legally not allowed to euthanize owners' dogs.
Yeah.
It's been zero since about 2008.
Was that right?
Actually,
what does that call mean then?
I thought you could.
No, we're under an injunction from something that happened in 2003, 2004 that no longer allows us to offer that service to the community.
Interesting.
Okay. Hmm. All right, nothing else? Then I'll open up to questions. Let's second table.
The county, can create definitions for things that the state hasn't already defined. But if they have it defined, we can't change it. Is that correct?
Definitions?
Well, like, you know, we say what a dog is or other things that we kind of made definitions for, but that we were able to do that or create that because the state hasn't.
Well, I think I understand what you're saying, but specifically what Council and I were talking about is that we tried to write an ordinance that addressed, that put limitations on breeding
and
less than what the state defines a breeder as.
Okay. Second, does that mean that other, like, counties or cities in California that have breeders' permits and call it that, are they doing it wrong, too?
So I'm going to defer to Jerry about the difference between general law and corporate.
Yeah. First of all, something that you'll probably never, ever need to know, the County of Kern is a general law county. Nick sent me one from Riverside, I think, which I believe is a charter county. Charter counties operate by different rules, and they only are subject to state law when they agree to be state law. So as a general law county, we are stuck, yes. And there's a specific term, again, you'll never need to know this, but there's a specific term that basically says if a higher power has filled in the blanks, you can't make those changes. So you have to look first at state law and see what you're allowed to do. Now, you can wind around it all you want, but like in this particular case, they specifically define breeder in such a way that I'm not sure there's any other way around it.
Just a point of contention, Council, that I'm 99% sure that Riverside is a charter county as well.
Could be.
I mean, I'm sorry, general law county.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but it...
Yeah, I was literally, I don't know why we're having this conversation publicly right now, but I was literally going through only general law counties to see what I can pick and choose, which would still... So that Riverside thing is a general law ordinance.
Okay. I won't argue with you, but the point still stands. If they are a general law county and if they are redefining breeder, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say they're wrong. I just, you know, that's not my problem.
And I did some looking into this, and there's far more chartered cities, and there's another term for a county that's not general law. I don't remember what it is. But there's only like 12 general law counties in the state of California. There's like 58 counties total. So the handcuffs that we have are few counties have. But it doesn't mean that we we can't
try
work towards something that I think will hold up what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, it's good to know. I know I may not never need to know that, but I would have, you know, sat here and been like, why can't you do it? Yeah, everyone else does. I would have no clue.
And maybe if I would have known that in 2019.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anybody else on the second table?
Yeah, I got a couple questions.
Okay.
Isn't the county doing a free waiver for adoptions this weekend?
Friday, Saturday.
I'm pretty sure whatever, I just forgot. What's the extent of the background check on those adoptions?
We don't do any background check on that.
Okay, that's what I thought. And so around this time last year, I really don't even remember because a lot of people like brought it up to me that I don't really know about the county shelter, but it was all over the news, it was all over the radios, but it said that the county shelter was a no-kill shelter for that month. Mm-hmm. And I never heard it again after that month. What was that all about?
Can I interrupt just one second?
Yeah.
Can you, both of you, state your names for the record?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I wasn't up there. I think of Michelle Vallejos.
Michael Nair.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we had our first month in the history of Kern County Animal Services that I'm aware of where we killed less than 10% of the animals that we took in.
Yeah.
That was in June, I think. And then we went an entire year from June of 2020 to June of 2021, saving over 90% of the animals that came to us as well. We, as of like July and August, July was not 90%, nor will August probably. And then if I go back a year, it's also not 100%. So.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of had an idea that's what it was, but I just wanted some confirmation. Yeah.
You know, I was going to make that announcement again, but you beat me to the punch. Nick made this announcement last month, but we only had like 5 people in the audience because they didn't know about the meeting, but. They went a full 12 months being no kill, not saving 90%. I don't think it should have gotten the papers. I don't know. I think it's a big deal.
It was.
It was for like a month that everybody was talking about it.
Because, you know, he wanted a 5-year plan December 15th of 2015.
I did not plan on a pandemic making it happen. But it happened. Yeah,
but he did it within the 5 years, and I think it's great. I think it's remarkable. The reason I'm here in the first place was to get us to the kill. And to do it 12 months in a row, I think it's phenomenal. So, yeah, thanks for bringing up it. I was going to mention it, but there was only like 5 people there last month. Truly, most people didn't even know that. So, anyway, good question. Anybody else? Row 2? If not, we'll move to row 3. Danny, anybody else? No question? Okay. No, I see. Next table. Okay, how about the back row, the back table? Nothing, okay. All right, I guess that's all the questions we have, so we're going to move into staff referrals. Oh, we need to accept this report, first of all. I know that look. Okay, so we've got a motion, and we need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No? Thank you. Motion carried. We're going to move into old business, staff referrals.
Excuse me, Commissioner. What about Commissioner announcements or reports?
I skipped that one. Commissioner announcements or reports on their own initiative. Commissioners may make an announcement or report on their own initiative, their own activities. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff, or take action to have staff take place a matter of business on a future agenda, on a future agenda period. Does anybody have any announcements? Do the commissioners have any announcements they'd like to mention at this time? I kind of thought there wouldn't be because you're good. Okay, nobody? All right. So at this time, we're going to move to item number 6, old business, staff referrals.
Are there staff referrals?
And it says none.
He said it, though.
Yes. I just want to make sure. Okay, so there's none that are here. So item number 2, I think Joan is going to talk about this. The American Kennel Club Reunite fundraising efforts. I talked to Janice today. She's in Vegas at some kind of a show. And, yeah, right over there. Sorry.
Thanks.
You should sit at the front table. It would be a shorter walk.
Well, this is really short.
Okay, well, that's okay. We want to keep it on the front burner as much as possible.
Yeah. She says that she emailed all the parties involved, which would be Kern County, the Kennel Club, and the Obedience Club, and she's sent them a to-do list, and she's waiting for everybody to get up, caught up and get their web pages with an announcement about it. And I'm supposed to ask Nick if he's done any of the things on the list. And I felt like he's giving me kind of says the answer.
I've done one thing on my list. It wasn't on that list. I did speak with council. The county sometimes frowns on government agencies promoting a private business over any other. An example is we had an opportunity that a local or a national pharmacy chain had approached us and wanted us to promote to our adopters that if you get a prescription from this particular pharmacy, that a portion of the proceeds get donated to animal services. But council told us, you can't do that. So we forwarded that over to the Friends Foundation. So this is the first that you are hearing this, and I have not had a chance to talk to Janice about this, but more than likely any promotion of this, especially on a website, would have to go through the Friends Foundation.
It kind of seems like a fine line to make, but that I'm not a government official.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree.
Yeah, so it's for the benefit of the county, so.
Don't disagree.
On this fundraising effort, we've been talking about this for like a year and a half, and it's so hard to get everybody to get the word unless we do like a public service announcement or things like that. And then who's going to do it, Nick? It's like who's going to do it. So it's hard to get the word out. That's why I think it's good to keep it on here. Yeah, they're matching, I guess it's dollar on dollar to get these two trailers. I'd like to see it happen. We are in fire season, as Nick said, since there's one going on at Lake Isabella. So the sooner we get those available, the sooner we'll have something to fall back on if emergency does happen. So in this world right now, it's hard to get things to happen. This COVID world is just really, really hard. So anybody has any great ideas on this item, I'm all ears on trying to get it out to the public. So any questions on the AKC fundraising efforts on anybody in the audience? Anybody? Okay. Seeing none. Item number 3, status, and Nick touched on it already, the status on ordinance subcommittee revisions. He covered it pretty much. I don't think there's anything else to add, is there?
No.
Okay.
I would recommend that we do keep that on the agenda.
Yeah, I think we should. And also the AKC, so let's just keep them on there. And as things come up and there's going to be some changes, we'll be ready for it. Under new business, guess what? There's none. Surprise. Our next meeting is Wednesday, September 15th. And with that, I need to get a motion for adjournment.
Can I make a motion?
Okay, got a motion, a second. All in favor? Okay, we'll see you next month.
Now that the meeting's officially over,